Lifele moki samaya hula te haba
bangata impana.
Tell you,
many people,
abantu abaningi,
they wrote you off.
But sign off.
Some they thought you will not make it.
Abanye bathi ngeke uphumelele.
Lifele,
lifele moki samaya.
As we are going to the way,
jango basi ezwini.
But let me tell you,
mangikutshele lokhu.
Many people,
abantu abaningi,
they thought you will not make it.
Bakutshela ukuthi ngeke uphumelele.
They thought you will not make it.
Ngeke uphumelele.
But because God,
kodwa ngoba uJesu,
Jesus is the one who is directing you, and you made it today.
Yesu wenzile waphumelela namhlanje.
Yanta Mahisa Ishe
because you care. It's not because you are clever. It's not because you are beautiful. But it's because Jesus.
We may all sit down.
Ngahlala sonke phansi.
Lifele.
Lifele moki.
Humble request. I'm gonna ask Mom Robela. Don't leave that chair. Let's open our Bible today. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse number 18.
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Kombana uzuze umusa wenkosi omkhulu.
1 Timothy. That is 2 Timothy.
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Timothy ndodana ngikunikela umyalo lo ukuya ngokwesiprofito ezizweni ngawe phambili khona kuza kuthi nawulandelako ulwe ukulwa okuhle
Timothy ndodana wami
Timothy my son
Timothy ndodana yam
Timothy my son
Can you say to your neighbor
Kelu makhelwane uthi makhelwane
Timothy ndodana yam
Timothy my son
Timothy mwana waka
Timothy ndodana yami
Are we having it in a speedy?
Sizoyicela ngespedi okanye ngelinye ilimi elilula.
We're gonna run because time is not on our side.
Siyosheshe isikhathi sesishile.
It as follows. Timothy, my son. Here are my instructions for you. Based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, may they help you fight well in the Lord's battles.
Okay.
Timothy, my son.
Timothy, my son.
Timothy, murawaka.
With the instruction that I have. With the instruction or authority that I have. Remember the prophecy.
Kumbula is prophito.
When your grandmother. Laid your hands on you. She was prophesying through your life. Timothy, my son.
Timothy, murawaka.
I want you to remember the prophecy.
Gifunu kumbule is prophet.
Which prophecy?
Yisiphi leso prophet?
There are lots of prophecy.
Ziningi iziprofito.
That are happening.
Ezenzakalayo.
There are lots of prophecy.
Ukhona is prophet ezini.
That the people prophesy through your life.
Abantu abaprofita ngempilo yakho.
But I'm here this afternoon.
Kodwa ngilana
mhlawumbe. Which prophecy that you should keep?
Yisiphi prophito
kumele uthole? Because Paul is saying.
Babu to Paul.
Timothy my
Timothy,
I want you to remember the prophecy
is the prophet
that was prophesied
Let us a prophet
through your life
by
your grandmother. Only one prophecy. That you should fight the good fight of faith.
Ukuthi ulwe ukulwa okuhle
kokholo. That is only prophecy.
Is it prophet unless
that Paul?
Ukuthi uPaul
was telling Timothy about.
Ebetshela uTimothy
that Timothy.
Ukuthi Timothy.
That prophecy.
Is prophet.
That they prophesied.
Let the prophecy.
It was the prophecy. That you fight.
Let
the good fight.
Ukulwa okuhle kokholwa.
Paul said,
what to Paul?
Timothy,
Timothy,
I know
yes.
There are lots of prophets.
Prophet
but I'm saying to you, the prophecy
this prophet
that was laid
yes,
in you by the lay of hand through your grandmother Eunice. When your grandmother Eunice laid your hands on you, she was prophesying that you should keep fighting the good fight of faith. In this world, there are different fights that we are fighting. Even in the church, we take those fights, we bring them in the church. If I'm fighting with Maskosano, we fight in the church. But now, Paul is saying, Timothy,
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 fight the good fight of faith.
If I fight with someone, I take that, I bring it to church. I fight with you. Whatever that you do, because I fight with you, I disagree. It's not what Paul was talking about. It's not what Paul was talking about. Fight the good fight of faith. Let me ask you. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? That's the question.
Umbuzo loyo.
Ask, answer me.
Ngithanda ukuthi uphendule.
Are you fighting a good fight of faith?
Ulwa impi enhle yokholwa.
Let's find out.
Asifunisise.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse number 10.
Baba say Ephesians 6 to 10.
That's where we will find
ulapho siyothola khona
how to fight the good fight.
Ukuthi silwa kanjani impi yokholwa.
There are different fights.
Kunezimpi ezihlukile.
In this world. Wherever you go. There are different fights. But this afternoon, there's only fight that I'm going to tell you.
The
good fight of faith. The time. That time, when you heard the word, that preacher, as he was preaching, he called the altar call, and immediately you went, and you raised your hands up. And already you were saying, I accept the prophecy that is saying, fight the good fight of faith. And my letter, I tell you, be strong in the Lord and in His great power. Hey, what did you, Mama? Don't read it.
Oh, amen.
Let me stand on my side. Now he's saying, to end the story short, Paul was busy writing, and he said, to end my story short, to you the church, to you the church of Ephesians, for me to end my story short, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. I know that situation that you are in. But be strong in the Lord. I know that challenge that you are facing. But with the power that is being given unto thee, be strong in the Lord. It will just pass. It will just pass.
Lifele moki samaya ulase habangata impana.
Story short. Be strong in the Lord. In Isaiah 40. When you read the last chapter, the last verse. Those who are tired. The Bible says, the young people, everybody will be tired. But when you trust in the Lord, when you trust in the Lord, God will lift you like an eagle. Many people, they get tired. Even we get tired. But when we trust in the Lord, God will lift us.
We are
Be strong in the Lord.
Iba namandla enkosini.
Verse number 11.
Verse 11.
Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil. The Bible says,
"Iti Bible,
wear the full armor."
Gqoka zonke izikhali.
I believe.
Ngiyathemba.
Is that we all know the soldier.
Ukuthi siyazi soldier.
When the soldier,
oh my soldier,
immediately when you join the air force,
oh my, uya empini,
or the army,
okanye impi,
what they do,
abakwenzayo,
before that,
ngaphambi kwalokho,
they train you first,
bayakulolonga,
and when they train you,
mabusabakulolongile,
they give you the equipment,
bakunikeza
that you should wear,
lokho zokugqoka.
I think you all know Goliath. The Bible says,
it's Bible.
Goliath,
Goliath,
he had all the forces, all the garments, but
zonke.
He forgot to protect
God.
There are people, the Christians, they are saying, we are armed.
But
your hair is not protected. Your faith is not protected. You are saying me.
Uthi mina.
I have wear.
Ithinginango.
The garments.
Ngiqoka ingubo.
The Bible says.
Ithi Bible.
When you wear.
Uma ugqokile.
The garment.
Ingubo.
That God gave you.
Leo Jehova kupheyo.
You will be able to defeat.
Uyakhona ukuhluka.
The devil.
USathan.
But the problem is.
Kodwa inkinga
ukuthi. We are saying.
Sithi.
Satan umphenje.
USathan usinqobile.
I don't know which Bible you are reading. I don't know which Bible you are reading. But the one that I read, the Bible says, if you are equipped with the garment that God gave you, you will be able to defeat the devil. The devil will not defeat you. Let me tell you, Bazalwana, they are defeated by the devil. When you ask them, why you no longer pray? Satan will change. Which Bible are you reading? My Bible says, if you wear the garment that Jesus gave you, you will defeat the devil. Verse number 12. Our fight is not against people on earth. We are fighting against the rulers and the authority and the power of this world darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual power of evil in the heavenly places. The Bible says,
it's Bible.
We our battle is not of this world. If you are fighting with me, you are in a problem. If I'm fighting with you, I'm in a problem. Because the Bible says, our battle that we are fighting is not the battle that the people in this world they fight. We are fighting
Silwa.
A spiritual battle.
Sila impies moya.
Verse number 13. That is why you need to get God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, will be able to stand strong, and when you have finished the whole fight, you will still be standing. Listen,
Lalela.
There are people.
Konaban.
They are fighting.
Abalwayo.
When the battle finishes, they sit down.
Bahlala phansi.
They are defeated.
Bahlulekile.
But before,
kodwa ngaphambi,
they were standing.
Bebemile.
Well, but when the battle is finished,
umayimpiphelile.
They are no longer standing.
Abasamanga.
They are down. Let me tell you, in your life, there's a battle that you are fighting. I don't know. In my life, there's a battle that I'm fighting. But I don't want to fall. I want to remain standing. Everybody who is in this church, everybody who is born again, you have a fight that you are fighting. If you can say to me, you don't have fight that you are fighting, there is a problem. If you can say me, I don't have a fight, there is a problem. Because we fight with the devil. Listen, the devil, he does not see me being born again. He's fighting with me. If the devil is not fighting with you, there is a problem. Go to the mirror and ask yourself, why the devil is not fighting with me? Mama, there's a problem with my shoes.
Amen.
I'm fighting the battle now. If you fight, you must win the battle. How many people you know they were in a challenge? Now I'm fighting a lot. My test is not the same as yours. We can't have the same test. Mine is different. But mama, I will keep standing. It's not easy. I will keep on standing. Mama, where is your towel? Hey, I'm sitting alone. Verse number 40. So stand strong with the belt of truth tied around your waist and on your chest, wear the protection of right living. Listen.
Lalela.
Your belt
ibande lakho
should be the belt
fanele kube ibande
of a truth.
Leleqiniso.
The Bible says,
it's Bible.
In order for you
wena,
to be able to fight and
win,
your belt should
lako.
Be the belt of truth.
Fanele libenge leqiniso.
I don't know your belt.
Angaze lakho.
It also says,
futhi ithi,
in your chest,
esfubensa,
you should wear the belt.
Fanele ugqoke ibhande.
Be holy.
Lelo bungwele. Bobu Jehovah. Ungwele.
Mara, you'll be surprised.
Futhi uyoxakeka.
With the people of this world.
Abantu balomhlaba.
They're mixing things.
Bahlanganisa izinto.
They mix white.
Bahlanganisa
ubumhlophe. They mix red.
Nokubomvu.
But I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Akuhlangana kwenza ingqondo.
That is why when you see people, when they see you coming, they jump on my fence.
They are moving.
That's why you will not
be able to
this battle. Verse number 14. On your feet, wear the good news of peace to help you stand strong. On your feet. You know, soldiers, you can't go to the war with these shoes that I'm wearing. They will suspend me. They will fire me. You need to wear the boots. I saw someone wearing the boots here when we were dancing here. Now, that boot.
Lezo ikatulo.
I want to give an example.
Gifunu wenzi spone.
When the soldiers.
Umama soldiers.
You join the air force.
E ungene mbili.
They give you the boots.
Bakunikeza.
Now the Bible says.
Iti bebe.
The boots that we should wear.
Le ikatule fana
nesipo. Is the boot of good news.
Ilezo
kwa. We preach the good news to the nation.
Unikeza umbiko muhle ezweni.
In this world, people,
abantu,
they've got their news. And they even gave you that news. Verse number 16. And also use the shield of faith with which you can stoot all the burning arrows that comes from the evil one. Now the faith. Another weapon. Another garment that you need to wear. So that when the devil comes, you stand by faith. Let me give you an example. The Bible says, the righteousness shall be
faith.
But if you don't have faith, the Bible says, the righteousness shall live by faith. But faith without action is
too.
Listen, the righteousness shall live by faith. If you have faith, righteousness. But that faith, you need to have action. You will hear people.
But in your
color,
but in Cindy C.
Nagolika Mudim,
and Funu, if you
know there is no action,
but Akukawenzayo.
Yes, we know
you
have faith, but where is the action?
God, I action you go pill up.
Verse number 17. Accept God's salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit. That sword is the teaching of God. You accept the helmet. Have you seen people driving a motorbike? When they drive the motorbike, the first thing that they do, they put helmet. The problem with
Goliath
is not put the helmet. That's why he was defeated by David. Now let me tell you, the problem with the devil, he doesn't have a helmet. But you see, it's easy for you to defeat him. He must not defeat you. He does not have an emblem. The Bible says, your emblem should be the salvation. If you are not born again today, you have to be born again. Mamela akuwika ukena kereke.
Angithi ngokuvakasho kanye ukudlala isonto.
Khona lo ukena kereke.
Khona ukudlala isonto.
Ukena sonto.
Ukudlala isonto.
Uya ka timetable.
Uya nje ngokubhaliwe ngehlelo.
Akuba hostel.
Angithaba kuphoqa.
But today.
Kodwa namhlanje.
You should take Jesus.
Kufanele uthathe uJesus.
As a personal savior.
Umthathe njengomsindisi wakho.
Helmet.
Isiqoko sakho leso.
O hostel ake.
Eba kuphoqa ngithi.
Awusaye abawuthima dijo.
Maunga yanga ukudla ukutholi.
Awo saya bawo fichele tega repar no eh.
Manga yanga nemala uitholi.
Uno postela.
Bobu yaphoqeleka.
Aloka muke ke ngwapore.
Eh futhi mawufika phakathi enkonzweni uzizu out.
Una namasara.
Ucabanga lemjayveni.
Ubine muninginiki.
Eh lapho uhlabelela kuze kuyovana.
Agriba uhambeleje.
Eh ngobu yaphoqa.
Ibile uchekana kodithwa nini.
Uloku ubhekane esikhathi ukuthi liphuma nini ngibanzi.
Uye kai.
Ukuzuyephi?
Ayi nginale appointment.
Uthi hey nginehlelo efanele ngekulo. Uthe lemdantsweni.
then you take the sword of the Spirit.
Bese uthatha isikhali sika Moya.
Let me tell you.
Mangikutshele lokho.
Without the Holy Spirit.
Ngaphandle kaMoya oNgcwele.
There's nothing we can do.
Akukhe singakwenza.
If you go to Matara.
Uma uya eTavern.
Before they dance.
Ngaphambi kokuba bagiye.
Bathola plug.
Bathathi plug.
So runa ridense.
Thina ukuthi sigiye la.
Re batla moya ridense.
Sifuna umoya ukuthi sigiye.
Ubona ke nalithi thoni.
Manginamahloni.
Umoya ukena.
Umoya maungena.
Unobina bathu barumata onalithi thoni.
Hey, uyokwenza okudlulile.
Awufihla kakaye udlula
uma re. Awufike ekhaya
uthi
uthi kodwa nginamahloni.
Asiwena.
Akusiwuwe.
Kimoya mdini.
Ilokhu
ke manje. Awukhuhleletsha.
Okushaya ukuthi wenze.
Let me give an example.
Mangupi sibonelo.
In the book of Luke.
Encwadini ka Luke.
Our time is running. People will start checking time. But we'll finish quick. In the book of Luke.
Encwadini ka Luke.
There was a woman.
Bekhona wesifazane.
Elizabeth and Hannah.
UElizabeth noHannah.
Let me tell you something.
Mangikutshela ukuthi.
When somebody greets somebody.
Uma munye bingelela omunye.
The baby kicked.
Lo mntwana uyakhahlela.
When Elizabeth,
umu Elizabeth,
treated by Mary.
Ebingelelwa nguMary.
The baby in Elizabeth.
Umntwana phakathi weElizabeth. Waseqala ukukhahlela.
Elizabeth.
Uma ngabo Elizabeth.
Was not pregnant.
Bekangakhulelwa.
She could not hear.
Bengekezwe.
The baby kicking.
Ukuthi umntwana uyakhahlela.
If you are pregnant,
uma ukhulela
with the Messiah,
ukhulela ngumesi.
If you are pregnant,
uma ukhulela
with the Holy Spirit,
uma ingwe.
When I greet you,
uma ngikubingelele, ingane fanele inyakaze.
If you are pregnant,
uma ukhulela
with the baby,
ukhulela ingane.
When they sing the song,
uma behlabele,
even if you don't want to dance,
noma ungafuna ukuyana,
you will be just sitting down.
Uhleli phansi.
You will do like this. And if the baby is kicking,
ngoba ingane iyakhahlela.
If they sing,
God,
you are like this.
When
you
stage,
and we ask ourselves,
hey, this booze,
ukupuja masara,
ukutukhumbulephi.
Really wanted to.
Thank you very much. Itawa. All right, 2 Timothy chapter number 2 verse 7.
2 Timothy 2:7. Tela ni ibhale nzayifunda ekhaya.
Okay, verse number 4.
Ku verse 4.
2 Timothy 2:4.
2 Timothy 2:4.
A soldier want to please his commanding officer. So he does not spend any time of activities that are not a part of his duties. Mamela, let's hold.
Lalela isoldier.
Whatever the soldier do.
Loga isoldier likwenzayo.
He's pleasing the commander in chief.
Uzama ukuthokozisa umphathi wakhe.
But there is a problem.
Kodwa sinenkinga.
With the Christian.
Ngabazalwane.
Abana ukuphulisa Jesu.
Abafuna ukuthokozisa uJehova.
There is a problem.
Kunenkinga.
The Bible says.
Ithi Bible.
The soldier.
Isoldier.
Ana some other activities.
Alina
only activities.
He afanele lwenze.
Is to please the master.
Ilele ukuthi lithokozise uJehova.
You see nowadays.
Esikhathi samanje.
We have our activities.
Eh sinemisi nezinto eziningi.
Our activities.
Izinto eziningi.
Our activities.
Izinto eziningi.
And even on Sunday we have our activities.
Ithona ngosonto khona lokho esibanako.
When I have to go and worship the Lord.
Uma fanele ngiyodumisa.
My family comes.
Umndeni wami uyafika.
He said to me, let's go to a mall of the
Mall of Africa.
Go to Mall of Africa.
We are lapho.
Next week again my family
Futhi
comes.
Next week bayeza.
Take me to Mall of
Bang
North.
Bangthatha futhi kwenyimo.
Another one take me to North of South.
Bangthatha futhi kwenyindawo.
Now there's a problem.
Kunenkinga.
You need to please the master.
Fanele uthokozise uJehova.
Don't please me.
Ungathokozisi mina.
Please the master.
Thokozisa uJehova.
The Christian. They like to please a person.
Bathanda ukuthokozisa
umuntu. But the Bible says.
God you keep Bible.
Please the master.
Thokozisa uJehova.
Ngoba please angazu person.
Eyo lo mthokozisa ongeka kunike lo.
Ngona emetha golo ifela.
Uzagibeza imoto nje cha.
Mara please the master.
Kodwa thokozisa uJehova.
Your commanding officer.
Eh lo ongumphathi wakho.
He's telling you that this is wrong.
Uyakutshela ukuthi lokho akulungile.
But you continue doing it.
Kodwa uyaqhubeka ukukwenza.
First Timothy 6:12. We have a fight to keep our faith. Try as hard as you can to win that fight. Take hold of eternal life. It is the life you were chosen to have when you confessed your faith in Jesus. That wonderful truth that you spoke to openly and that so many people heard. Write this one down as well.
2 Timothy 4
verse number 7.
Verse 7.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have served the Lord faithfully. Man, this word was spoken by Paul. Paul said,
Paul,
I have fought
ngilwile
my battle.
Impi yami.
And I won.
Ene nginqobile.
I don't know.
Kangazi.
Korona, have you fought your battle?
Ukuthi wena yakho ilwile.
And you won.
Wasuya inqoba.
Now Paul is saying,
manje uthi Paul,
I fought my battle.
Ngilwile impi yami.
And I won.
Nginqobile.
Very faithful.
Inqobile ngokuthembeka.
Listen.
Lalela.
Many people.
Abantu abaningi.
When they win the battle.
Uma beyinqoba le.
They win it but not faithfully.
Bayinqoba kodwa kungekho nangokholwa.
Let me give you an example.
Angiphi isibonelo.
There is a battle that we are fighting.
Kunempesilwayo.
As a young people. I fight that I must get married.
Ngilwa ukuthi ngize ngishade.
Because I want to win this battle.
Ngoba ngifuna ukuyinqoba le.
I end up going outside.
Ngigcina sengiphuma
ngiyangaphandle. And I marry outside.
Bese ngiyoshada phandle.
And I come inside here.
Bese ngiyabuya futhi ngizala.
And you people, you thought I won the battle.
Bese nina nicabanga ukuthi nginqobile.
You won it but not faithfully.
Awuyinqobanga ngokuthembeka.
It's not easy to win the battle.
Akulula ukuyinqoba.
But make sure that you win.
Kodwa insiqinise
bathi we live here today.
Njengoba
sile namhlanje. Let it be your prayer.
Eh akube
that every day.
Ukuthi
imihla yonke. When I'm fighting, I want to win this battle. That when God in heaven look at me, He should say that is my son.
Athi indodana yami.
It's not easy to fight the battle.
Akulula ukubhekana nempi.
But we should fight the battle.
Kodwa fanele silwe.
I'm running, Mama. We left with some few minutes. 2 Timothy 4, verse number 8. Now, the prize is waiting for me. The crown that will show I am right with God. The Lord, the judge who judges rightly, will give it to me on that day. Yes, He will give it to me and to everyone else who is eagerly looking forward to His coming. That is Paul. He was saying, I'm just waiting for my reward.
Now,
look at your life. Until today. Do you think you deserve that award? If not, today we start all over.
Namhlanje uqala kabusha.
First Timothy 4, verse number 40. The other weapon that will help us. Remember to use the gift you have, which was given to you through the prophecy, when the group of elders laid their hand on you. 2 Timothy 1, verse number 6. That is why I want you to remember the gift God gave you. God gave you that gift when I laid my hand on you. Now I want you to use that gift and let it grow more and more, like a small flame grows into fire. 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 4. The weapon we use are not human ones. Our weapon have power from God and can destroy the enemy strong place. We destroy people's argument. I said in 2 Corinthians verse number 4. Write it down, you read it. And we tear down every proud idea that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We also capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. The weapon that we use
is Kale C7 Sayo.
It's not the women weapon, you know.
Asiles Kali Osazio.
First Timothy 1 verse number 20 as I close.
1 Timothy 1 verse 20.
Let's read 19 and I'll read
20,
and I would close. Continue to trust in God and do what you know is right. Some people have not done this and their faith is now in ruins. Hymenaeus and Alexander are men like that. I have given them to Satan so that they will learn not to speak against God. Now, as I close, the Bible says, continue to trust in God. That is another waypoint. And he continues saying, if you don't trust in the Lord, you will be like the man Alexander.
Now,
Paul is saying, I took these two men, I gave them to devil because they did not trust in the Lord. That is the weapon that we use. We trust in the Lord. But people of this world, they trust in Sangoma. They trust in the animal called Matumi.
But Tembela
Eilwanin has been on Matumi. That animal is in their house.
Lezo Eilwanin sent in
at the back of their house. Some they trust the Tariji. But we have to trust in the Lord. If we don't trust in the Lord, And as you sing the song in your heart, if you say Murut, there was a weapon that I was lacking. I want God to give it to me as well. There's a weapon that is lost. But I want God today. As we sing the song, I want you to come, we pray with you. Yanta Mahila. I see you are still here. I want you to come as I pray now. I want you to come.